This is a form setter. It's a hammer that I invented, and it works great. But getting this type of a connection, you see that perfect fit around that hammer handle and the way the wedges take up all of the space, and after you've used it for a while, you realize, wow, that is really attached. That doesn't happen accidentally. So I want to talk to you about the process that we use for attaching this hammer head to this handle, some of the tricks that are used to make it a perfect connection that you'll be able to use attaching whatever hammer head you happen to have to whatever hammer handle you have to make fit. It's not always intuitive, but it always works. First challenge, finding or making a handle that is as close as you can find when you start thinking about putting a handle in the eye of whatever head it is you've got to work with. There are a zillion different hammer heads, each with its own sort of specified or unspecified eye. Right? They're different. And you're going to save yourself a lot of work if you can get as close as you can to a perfect net fit before you get out the wood rasp and start actually taking it down to where it is a net fit. Now, that's pretty obvious, isn't it? Here's what's not obvious. The way I've solved that first part of the problem is with house handles. We'll talk more about them later, but they've got a catalog on their website that will blow you away with the range and the variety of hickory handles that they're making. They're great folks. But before I dive into that, let me show you the first sort of counterintuitive moves that you make if you want that hammerhead to really fit. The first thing is, once you have the handle that you've either made or bought, you have to figure out what wooden wedge is going on in and how long the slot is in the handle that you've got. In this case, because of the depth of the head on the form setter, Andrew uses a 2-inch long wedge. It's about 5/16 on the top, down to almost zero on the bottom. 2 inches long, 1.5 inches wide, and it's been ground with a 24 grit belt. That's going to become important in just a minute when we put glue on this thing. But you take the handle that you're going to use and you say, wow, this slot is only 1.5 inches long. It needs to be 1.75 inches so that when this wooden wedge bottoms out, there's 1/4 inch on the top to have been mashed by the impact that drives it in. So on this case, I have to deepen this slot to 1.75 inches long. I'm going to do it like this. So I've put a mark at 1.75 inches with a 2-inch wedge to go in. I've got to run that cut down, and I've got to widen, I've got to enlarge that kerf a little bit so there's a little room for glue. So you ask yourself, well, what kind of a saw should I use? I'm going to use a jigsaw because I own one. But if you didn't own a jigsaw, you could use a hacksaw and put 2 or 3 blades in it. I've got 2 blades in that, but I didn't have 2 exactly the same length. So get 3 hacksaw blades by the same manufacturer, stack them onto the spur on your hacksaw, and now you're going to be able to take out some wood with that hacksaw in a very controlled way. But I'm going to do this with a jigsaw. Inch and 3/4, so that that is filled and pushed apart all the way to the bottom of the hammerhead. Now I'm going to turn my blade around. I'm going to work it back inside here to widen the kerf up at the top. You almost can't overdo that because the top part of this is going to grind off. So here's a form setter that Andrew sent me without the handle. Here's the handle where I've opened up the kerf and deepened the slot. Here is one of the coolest things that I've learned from Andrew Larson. I've learned several things from that guy. There's the eye that he puts in. See how neatly he's even chamfered the bottom? That's such a nice touch. Reduces the cutting in on the handle. So you put it on something firm. And now we see the advantage of Andrew having made a drift that perfectly matches the profile of the handle that House Handle provides. And you just drive it in. And you can hear it come tight. That is a net fit. Now you can do that with a rasp if you're patient and it takes some fitting. But that's what a perfectly fit handle looks like. There's the opening. And here's the advantage that that gives us. So that wedge is a little wider than that eye. I'm going to take off just a little bit. And this is not scientific. I'm going to take it off like this. That's a better fit. Now we come to the advantage of grinding parallel to the grain with a 24 grit belt. It leaves little micro grooves in there that will hang on to some of this glue. Not much, but some. Started carefully. The advantage of this is that this hammer blow is tending to pull the head further and further on instead of pulling it further and further off if I was simply tapping on the wedge. And you will hear this begin to come tight. Right there. Got about 5/16 sticking up. That glue is going to go away in just a second. But at least there's some glue in there. Now right off the bat, I want you to know that I'm not going to take this down flush because I don't want to mar the top of that beautiful hammerhead. I'll leave that for you when you get it out setting some concrete forms. If you don't have a grinder or a sander, you can just take a hacksaw and work your way across there and go to work. The extra glue goes away. The blue paint rubs off on the end of the wood. But we're not stopping with that. Now we're going to grind that or sand it. We're not quite done. We have the cherry on top. So the next move for all the years I've been doing this up until recently has been to put a metal wedge in. You know, kind of at a 45 to the wood wedge that just went in. So you're spreading it kind of, you know, everything gets some movement. But the stiletto hammer that I bought years ago had one of these round wedges in there. It's tapered all the way around the circumference. So when you put that in, it spreads that top of that handle in every direction. What a great idea. So I'm going to start that like this with a light hammer. Get it centered, pretty darn centered. Go ahead and smash your finger if you can. Get it started. It'll stick. And you do the same thing. You turn it over on something hard. Take a real hammer. Hold down with your left hand. Not quite. That's what we're talking about. You see that? It spreads it everywhere all at once. Little check there, but not like it would have been with the straight wedge. Now I'm going to go back to the sander and just clean that up. All right, here we are. The handle is in there like a rock. Zero opening, no opening anywhere. Everything is just healed up tight, and it's going to stay tight. There's one other move I'll show you in a minute. But the next step is to linseed oil this. Now, lacquer on a hammer handle is okay, but it just doesn't feel that good in your hand, and it wears off, and it's, I mean, lacquer's not the way. You can do it better than nothing. It looks good for about 15 minutes. What I like to use, and what Andrew uses, is boiled linseed oil, also known as the shop burner. You got to be careful with this. If you don't take care of the rags that you use properly, they will burn your shop down. But it's just so simple. You just put a little bit on a cloth or a paper towel. And just put it on heavy. Like heavy. Let me get this out of here. When you're doing this on woodwork, you let it pond. You let it sit on there so the wood will take absolutely as much as it wants. But this is a hammer handle. Pretty nice hammer, though. Like that. So this is going to go into the wood stove. But for now, it's going on the gravel floor. And then I just take another one, wipe off the excess. And then whatever was excess, I put on the hammer head. Steel likes linseed oil too. You ever seen a prettier hammer than that? The answer to that question is no. Now, I haven't sealed that because this is something that I like, and that is some people, when their hammer heads do loosen up on old hammers, they'll soak it in water and it swells up and it's tight for a while and the water dries out and you get this in this endless repeatable cycle of soaking and rusting and drying and loosening and soaking and rusting. But if you will just put this head down in about an inch or an inch and a half of antifreeze, the antifreeze wicks up into the hammer. Look at this. Which one am I going to show you? I'm going to show you this one. That antifreeze has sucked all the way up that handle to there, and it's going to stay in there for a while. I mean, it's going to be there. Now, this is a 50-50 water antifreeze mix, but if you use pure antifreeze, it'll go up about as well and stay for a long, long time, and it doesn't rust the head of your hammer. So that's just a bonus. I don't think this brand new handle is going to take much. I don't think there's room in that head for it to go in there very far, but there's no downside. So as I wrap this up, there's a couple things you got to know. First, I've been buying handles, like I said, from House Handles for 10 years. But for the last year and a half, I've been buying handles from House Handles for my form setters. House Handles is its third generation right now. It's a family-owned business. It started in 1929 making hickory handles in Missouri. When you look at their catalog, you're going to be astounded. There will be handles for tools in there you didn't even know existed. And if you did know they existed and have been wondering where you're going to find a handle for it, they're the place. They're good folks, and I appreciate the discount. Thank you very much, House Handles. You got a great operation. The next thing is, I want to dive a little deeper on how this came into existence. This is the first one on the planet. I've been using it for 8 years, and I thought of it 30 years ago. Most form setters live their lives with a claw hammer and a double jack. The claw hammer has a little bitty nail-driving face and a little bitty set of claws for pulling nails and a little prying. And the double jack has the same face on both sides, and it struck me one day, that's dumb. That's dumb. You need a digging spur so you can either drive the stake or dig the dirt. Works great. And if you're a form setter, it just dawned on you that that's something you need. Well, if you need it, you can come to EssentialCraftsman.com. We've got them. We've got them in 3, 5, and 7 pound varieties. This is a 5. This is a 6. I dropped back to a 5 because I'm getting weak. But if you're interested in that or you know somebody that is, check out at the website. You can fill out the form. You can order the hammer. It'll show up in the mail and you're going to like it. If you want a discount, look at the Essential Craftsman Academy. You get 20% off if you're part of that outfit. And just being part of the Essential Craftsman Academy in and of itself is a bargain. There's all kinds of special content in there. There's courses, there's a blacksmith course, there's how to use YouTube to market your construction business. There's twice a month an interactive Zoom meeting with anywhere from 50 to 150 people from all walks of construction and engineering, and all sorts of people show up there. And we have our questions, and we show each other what we're building and what we've made and the mistakes we've made and the mistakes we don't want to make. And if it's a question I can't answer, and there's plenty of those, there's always going to be somebody there that can answer questions with some authority and some experience. That alone is worth the price of admission. Not to mention the 20% off on merch. So anyhow, if you want one of these things, I got them. I got a patent on this thing. There's no place else in the world that you can get one of these. Andrew Larson makes them. He's a fantastic young blacksmith. House Handles is a third generation manufacturer of the handles. So if craft and craftsmanship is important to you, and if you like to produce a lot of work yourself, you're going to be darn glad you've got one of these. And who knows, you might even end up as part of the Essential Craftsman Academy. I hope you do. Thanks for watching Essential Craftsman, and keep up the good work.